Saint Catherine of Siena.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Please be seated. Today is the feast of Saint Catherine of Siena, a very great saint in the Church. Saint Catherine was born in the year 1347 in Siena, Italy, and was the youngest of 25 children in her family. And with her family, they were very pious people, but she was very special, and it became very clear from a very early age that Saint Catherine was destined for greatness in the Church of God. It became very clear that God had set her aside to do great things. And so, at the age of 6, Saint Catherine had her first vision given to her of heaven. She was on the road back from a relative's house with her brother Stephen, and all of a sudden she stopped in the middle of the road and started staring up to the sky. And Stephen, her older brother, thought, well, gee whiz, she's spacing out on us. We should get home as quickly as we can. So he went over to her and figured she was daydreaming and kind of began to shake her a little bit and brought her back to, you know, to reality, if you will. Not that she wasn't in reality. And St. Catherine started immediately to cry as soon as he did this. The reason being, Stephen had interrupted her vision of heaven. She saw before her our Lord seated with St. Peter, St. Paul, and St. John around him. And she saw this before her, and she was in ecstasy at that moment. And she began to cry, and Stephen questioned her, why are you crying? We need to go. And St. Catherine had said, oh, if you had only seen what I had seen, you would not have done what you did. It was shortly after this that St. Catherine made a vow to God that she was going to dedicate her entire life to our Lord. She gave him her entire chastity and a spiritual marriage with our Lord at a very young age. And as she got older, she increased her penances and her prayers. She shunned the things of earth and eventually was able to take the habit of a Dominican tertiary for herself. It was then that her real penances began that she put on herself, and so much so that it's almost unfathomable about what she did. This is why I say God had set her aside from very early on to do great things for him. Because most people, these types of penances would have probably killed. She, of among many other things, every day would scourge herself to blood. She slept only on a flat, hard board, if she slept at all. Because most nights she spent the entire night awake in prayer with our Lord. She ate very, very little, and sometimes went on extremely long stretches where the only food she would take was the Blessed Sacrament itself. And under her habit, she wore not simply a hair shirt as many saints have worn, which is very uncomfortable and itchy and things like that, but instead she figured that wasn't enough for herself. So she made a shirt filled with iron spikes, very sharp, and tied that around her body as mortification. And she did all of these things for the Church. She did it all for the conversion of souls and salvation of souls. And she wrought many conversions by herself in that way. You know, in this way, she has many things in common with Saint Therese, and one of which is being a great patron to those who were about to be put to death. You remember the story of Saint Therese throughout Lent, where she saved that man who was about to be beheaded And she converted him by her prayers and her sacrifice just before he was to be put to death. He grabbed the cross and kissed it 3 times. Well, St. Catherine did something very similar. There was this man who was being brought to be put to death. And in those days, it wasn't enough to be put to death, but they oftentimes tortured the person beforehand and publicly. So this man was strapped to a wagon and being dragged through the streets for all to see, to make fun of him, to throw things at him, to spit upon him. And while they were dragging him along, they were torturing him in various ways. And as they were doing so, this man was very unrepentant, and he was blaspheming our Lord as he was dragged along. And St. Catherine saw this from where she was living and decided to immediately take upon herself very severe penances and prayers for this man, and trusted greatly in our Lord, asking for his intercession. And as he was being taken along, the books say that he was being torn by iron hooks. His flesh was being torn by these hooks. And he was yelling these great blasphemies. But because of the intercession of St. Catherine, all of a sudden, he switched. He went from saying blasphemies to giving great praises to God. He started singing hymns in praise of God. And then he died a very penitent death because of St. Catherine's prayers. She also had a great influence on the church. Now, you think of St. Catherine, she's a young lady. She died at the age of 33. She's a young lady, and she had and she lived by herself as a, you know, and basically in recluse as a Dominican tertiary that took it upon herself to almost be a hermit-like. Yet she had such great influence on the church. She counseled herself 2 popes. Think of that. Young, 20-something-year-old, maybe early 30s, young lady, lives by herself, is so pious that she counsels not one, but 2 popes of the Catholic Church. The first was Pope Gregory the 11th, and she convinced him, and he even invited her to come out, because at that time the popes were living in Avignon in France. He invited her to come out to meet her face to face. She had been writing to him several times before, and he was so impressed by her, he invited her out, and St. Catherine was there talking with him, trying to convince him that he needed to go back to Rome, where the Pope belonged, not in France, but Rome. And he knew that he was supposed to, but he was facing great pressure from the French cardinals at that time to stay in France. And then St. Catherine said something that Gregory the 11th knew was a sign from heaven. She said to him, "You need to go and fulfill your promise to God." See, Pope Gregory had made a vow that he would at one point return to Rome as the Pope. And it was a vow that he had told no person at all. So he knew God was telling him this is what he had to do. And so he did, because St. Catherine told him to. And then after Gregory the 11th died, a terrible situation fell upon the church, which is known as the Great Western Schism, where we had 2 people claiming to be Pope, and only one of them was the true Pope. And many people, even good saints, didn't know who the real Pope was. But St. Catherine knew. She knew it was Urban VI. And she counseled him on how to try to make the church whole once again, and the best way to go about it. She counseled him on his very character alone, too. In fact, telling him and reminding him that he needed to mind his temper and not have a terrible temper. That's what she did. And in her short 33 years, she succeeded in doing so much in the church. While she was still alive, people in Siena viewed her as a saint that was still living. But she died at the age of 33 on this day in April 30th in 1380, and now does even greater work for us in heaven. You know, we can't all imitate the incredible things that St. Catherine did. She did things that we probably couldn't bear up upon ourselves. But we can imitate her virtues. We can imitate her charity. She had great charity for the sick and for the poor. We can imitate her humility. While she knew that she had to counsel these people, even all the way up to the Pope, she never overstepped her boundaries. She always was very respectful, and she only did it because God called her to do so. And she was very prayerful. And she always worked for the good of the entire Catholic Church. These are the things that we have to have for ourselves. Do that ourselves, and then we too can find that same reward that St. Catherine found. Eternity in heaven with our Lord. May God bless you all in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.